This is a guided meditation for Brilliant Mindful You from Brilliant Mindfulness. Coming into a comfortable and alert meditative posture. Take a deep breath in and out. Settle into the physical body, the sensations of the body, and take a moment to bring your awareness to your anchor. Perhaps to the sensation of the breath coming in and out of the nose, or to the rise and fall of the chest, or to the rise and fall of the belly. Perhaps bringing your awareness to the sounds in the room around you. Not straining to hear the sounds, but simply allowing the sounds to come to you. Or perhaps your anchor is the sensation of the body itself. Whatever that anchor is for you, that safe, neutral base, simply let your awareness rest on the physical or the auditory sensations of the anchor. As we practice mindfulness of our emotions, we're cultivating our ability to deal with whatever arises in our experience. A pleasant thought, a happy memory, or a feeling of sadness, or a sense of frustration. We want to be able to be aware of all of our emotional responses. One way we can do this is through practicing a technique called RAIN, which stands for recognize, allow, investigate, and non-identify. So take a moment to call up in your awareness perhaps the last time or a very vivid time when you felt overwhelmed. Often overwhelm is the sensation of intense emotion, of multiple emotions. And so bringing to mind that sensation of overwhelm, recognize the emotion. We can simply note overwhelmed, overwhelmed. Perhaps it's angry, angry. We simply note in a kind and gentle voice the emotion that is present right now. And then we allow the emotion to move through us because it's already here. So we allow the emotion without pushing or clinging, without the sense that we need to fight it or hold on to it, just allowing it to be in our experience. And then we can investigate. Where is this emotion? Where do you feel overwhelm? Perhaps in the belly. Maybe it's a tightness in the chest. Or tension in the shoulders or the neck or around the eyes. And then non-identify. Can you step back from the emotion, realizing that the emotion is not you? Notice that your awareness is larger than the emotion. You can continue investigating this memory of a time when you were overwhelmed, or you can call to mind a current emotion, taking a moment just to notice what feelings are present right now. And as you spend some time with those emotions, notice how the emotion changes. It's not a single solid thing, but the intensity can change moment to moment. The thoughts or memories that the emotion brings up can change from moment to moment. The sensations in your body that accompany the emotion can change from moment to moment. So as you go through your day, see if you can use this practice to investigate emotion as it arises, to recognize, allow, investigate, and non-identify. We'll close this meditation with some words from Jon Kabat-Zinn. He says, "Awareness, like a field of compassionate intelligence located within your own heart, takes it all in and serves as a source of peace within the turmoil, much as a mother would be a source of peace, compassion, and perspective for a child who was upset. She knows that whatever is troubling her child will pass, so she can provide comfort, reassurance, and peace in her very being." As we cultivate mindfulness in our own hearts, we can direct a similar compassion toward ourselves. Sometimes we need to care for ourselves as if that part of us that is suffering is our own child. Why not show compassion, kindness, and sympathy toward our own being, even as we open fully to our pain? To treat ourselves with as much kindness as we would another person in pain is a wonderfully healing meditation in its own right. It cultivates loving kindness and compassion, which know no boundaries. To treat ourselves with as much kindness as we would another person in pain is a wonderfully healing meditation in its own right. It cultivates loving kindness and compassion, which know no boundaries.